Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Hello.
Jack? Hi, Jack.
Yes.
This is Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Yes, hi. Did you call me before? Did you leave me a message about the Google?
I did, and I called you
okay.
on Friday, too. I don't know if you got the message.
I did. No, I was actually, I spent the weekend with my daughter, and that was crazy weekend.
And
I just, I you know what? The problem, I don't even know what happened, but your phone number was marked as someone who, did you use the same number all the time?
Well, you know what? Because I use a voice over internet, so it might be a different phone number. You know what I mean?
Oh, you know what? No, probably not. But, you know, months ago when I partnered up with you guys, I have lots of calls from different companies, and I didn't add them to my phone book, but I put a tag on them. So I put a tag on this phone number as someone who I don't want to talk to. And I don't know why. I don't know. I don't understand why. Yes, I got lots of missed calls. Someone was trying to call me like 10 times a day when I was working.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yes. And I marked this phone as someone I don't want to talk to. I literally target annoyed. Okay.
Oh.
And when you called me on Friday, I realized that I discovered this annoyed number, and I was on my other concert. I couldn't pick up anyways.
Okay.
But then I was like, I heard your message, voicemail. I'm like, wait a second. They call me from the same number? And I was kind of confused. Whose number is this? Everybody's calling from, you know, voice over internet protocol, and we are just, I'm confused. Trust me, I got bunch of calls from different people.
And I'll explain it to you. So what happens, Jack? So I'm not in the department of the technicians. You talked with our technician, Michael, right? Goes by Sean as well. Yeah, you talked to him on Friday, okay? And you guys were talking about, like, you know, discussing in part of the conversation from when you guys talked on the 24th, I guess, as well. So, you know, he just kind of went over the different information, like as far as like the Facebook ads. I think you wanted those removed. You didn't want the Facebook ads anymore. So you're basically doing the local SEO, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of went over all of that. Okay. And then, give me one second here. I'm just looking through the note. So then he had asked me, could you give him a call? Give him a call at 3 o'clock our time, which is, you're actually 3 hours ahead of me, so it would be 6 o'clock for you. He says he wants to hear a little bit more information about the Google Guaranteed program. I said, sure, not a problem. So I called you, and you didn't answer, and I left you a message. In fact, I called you, I'll tell you what time I called you at. So I called you at 3:08, because I had just gotten out of a meeting, and then I called you again, which would be 6:08 your time.
I
called you again at 3:33.
I know, but I'm talking about this number, this kind of number called me months ago, last year.
Mm-hmm.
Not now. Now, this is why last year when I remember this exactly, I don't remember the name, but someone called me, like, I got a bunch of calls from the lending from banks, from different marketers. And someone was trying to call me all the time, and I literally, as soon as I pick up the phone, I disconnect, I hang up on many calls, and I mark this call as a annoyed. This number,
okay.
I believe that was this number, and this is when you call me on Friday, I was on my daughter's concert, and I heard your voicemail, and I'm looking, and I hear that voicemail, and I'm like, wait a second, why they call me from Local Splash? Which number is this, you know? And I went to my missed calls, and I look at I have all the number from someone I didn't block.
I had someone say that to us before too, Jack. So because, you know, a lot of companies similar to ours, they use the voice over internet. I mean, you can only imagine how many phone calls we make a day throughout the United States. So when you use a voice over internet, we're actually calling through our computer. So when we do that, it's a special program that we use. If I'm calling in Texas, it's going to pull a local number from Texas. Like if you were to call the number back that's on your caller ID, it's supposed to ring to our phone. It's supposed to ring to our customer service department.
Okay.
But I just wanted to make sure that I did try to follow up with you again, because I did try to call you this morning. And then I figured, well, let me call him right now and see if maybe this was the better time to call him. I wasn't aware you were at your daughter's conference, and I'm so sorry about that. He told me to call him at 6, so.
You don't know where I am, right?
I'm interested in hearing about the program. I do. I know exactly where you're at.
Well, but you didn't know I'm on my daughter's concert, so that's why you called.
I did not know. Well, that's why he told me to call at that time. So he set this appointment scheduled for that time, and that's why I called. If I would have known you were at my daughter's conference, I wouldn't have called.
I don't know what happened. You know, my daughter doesn't live with me, okay? So my daughter lives with her mom. And sometimes they schedule something, they go for a concert, they don't tell me exactly, and then they're like, hey, we are going on to the concert, are you going with us? I'm like, what's going on? Like, what kind of concert? Oh, Amelia has a concert here. I'm like, why did they tell me? So this is happening very often. Like, I jump into my car and I drive somewhere, you know, to
the concert.
Oh,
Dad finds out last minute, huh?
Maybe this is what happened. Like, I didn't know that's why. Oh, I forgot about this concert, and they remind me about this. Like, you know what?
It's okay.
It is what it is.
It's quite all right.
So I'm gonna tell you what I did. I mean, I didn't do much with my business, but I went back to you guys because I think the local the CEO is more important for me than different stuff. Because I paused with you guys last September or October because there was a guy who offered me a good deal. He's supposed to build me a website, CEO friendly, automatically, that's gonna give me a $20,000 profit a month just from the website alone, without any ads, without anything, blah blah blah. Of course, after a few months of you know, doing nothing, because I got the website, but I had zero calls, zero jobs from him. I finally, you know, fired him. I just didn't want to work with that guy anymore. I lost thousands of dollars, you know, and so now I'm back with, I wasn't even visible on Google when I was searching for my business. So I'm like, screw you, okay? So I'm back with you again, and now I want to know exactly, but I don't have too much time right now. 6:30,
okay.
I have another call. From guy who was supposedly doing me Facebook ads again. I'm like, dude, I'm so fed up with Facebook ads. But he promised me that he will explain how they do it for one month free. I'm like, okay, if you're not doing it for one month free, I'm gonna go and listen to what I was saying. But anyway,
let me tell you about Google Guaranteed. I'm gonna tell you about Google Guaranteed.
Yes.
You do window cleaning, right? That's your priority, the window cleaning.
No.
Solar cleaning.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't. I don't, because
tell me what your specialty is most.
Well, I do roof washing and house washing.
Roof wash and house wash. Okay.
Just power wash. Pressure wash or power wash, okay?
Pressure wash,
Yes, I don't clean windows, although I can. Whatever they do, the competition is doing, they have special, like a special cleaner water filters to clean windows. I don't do it because it's expensive, and I didn't want to do it because I didn't have customers to window clean. So I didn't invest in this. So what
you
I do pressure washing, pressure washing, house washing, roof wash, gutter cleaning.
Skylight cleaning, right? Okay, perfect. Rooftop cleaning? Okay. That works perfect then. So basically, Google Guaranteed is a program, Jack, where you pay per lead, but the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call. You don't share it with anyone. It's only being sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
There are requirements for that program. So what they require is that you have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google business profile. At least 5. Okay? And then they require a background check. You actually have 35 reviews. Good job. So you're good on that. They require a background check. So they're going to ask you for your social security number. Do you have a social security for the United States?
Of course.
Okay, perfect. Then they're also going to ask, it looks like you don't need a license. All you need is $100,000 general liability insurance. Do you carry that?
Not now.
Okay, so that's what they require.
Did you say $100,000?
$100,000 general liability insurance. Mm-hmm. Is what's required.
Do you know, I last year, because I had last year insurance, they gave me insurance for $1,000,000.
Yeah, well, I'm they're saying that the minimum is $100,000. So okay. I know some business owners, like, they don't, like, their requirement will be, like, $100,000 in general liability, but they carry $1,000,000. So it doesn't matter. As long as you have at least, the very minimum is $100,000.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, is what they require. So they need the insurance. And then it's a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application to fill out. And then we push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, I will tell you this. It takes, Jack, about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved from Google. But I have seen it sometimes happen sooner than that. I will say this. The sooner you fill out the application and get through the background check, it can happen really quickly. Once you get approved, we call you to let you know you've been approved. And to also advise you that in 3 days, we're going to activate your lease, okay? So to give you an idea of what the cost is, the minimum monthly budget is $524, and that's going to give you up to 3 leads in the month. So basically, okay, your leads are costing you $40 a lead. So when it comes in, okay, what'll happen is it'll deduct the $40 from the budget that you put. Now, if you get someone calling you to remove a tree, unqualified, they're going to credit the lead back to you because they're not calling you about your services. If someone calls you outside of your service area, and as long as you don't accept that job, unqualified, they're going to credit it back. Okay? Mm-hmm. If they called you to sell you other online products or to see if you're hiring, unqualified leads, they're going to credit it back. Okay?
Yeah, I've heard about this, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only time that it's a qualified lead is if you gave an estimate over the phone, okay, or if you set an appointment to give an estimate. That's a qualified lead. If you only got one lead in the month, okay, and let's say you only got one lead. I've never seen it happen, but let's just say you did. What's left over in your budget rolls over to the next month. So the next month, what you're paying is $40. You're not paying $524. You're paying for the lead that you got the month before because we want your budget to be back at the $524. You can shut off the leads anytime you need to. You call us. We shut them off. We don't turn them back on until you call us to turn them back on. That's how it works.
It all sounds very complicated to me. Like all this sharing. I'm asking about sharing leads. Because I know how this, when I share a lead with Thumbtack.
Nothing like that.
I know. Thumbtack drives me crazy, but you need to probably email me exactly, in detail. Not that necessarily in detail, but, because many people told me about doing this lead guarantee, Google guarantee.
Yeah, we've talked to you about it before.
Yes. And I spoke with one guy who said the same. You need to have Google guarantee because you're going to have leads from Google and this is going to be qualified leads. So Google, because Google emailed me, you're going to give you, if you spend $500 on Google Ads, we're going to give you $1,000 extra or something like that. And I was like, this is all complicated for me right now to even listen to and read about.
It's not that they give you extra. I mean, I'm going to email you everything, but really, Jack, we talked to you about this before. Why did you?
Yes.
What turned you away from it last time when they spoke with you?
Well, you know what? I told you, I one guy approached me and said and told me, hey, I'm going to build you a lead generator, okay, website.
Right.
That is going to sell a magnet all your customers without even spending anything on apps. You don't need anything. You don't need any Google. You don't need any Yelp. You know, we're going to build you a website that's going to bring you customers 20,000 at least a month.
Uh-huh.
And I said, explain this to me. So he explained this to me on one of the Zoom calls. And I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Right.
Well, this is why I actually said, okay, if this guy is going to tell me this and this, I'll try, okay? If he got some customers, and she can give it to me, why not? He was so, you know.
Right.
She could talk about this with passion, you know. She persuaded me, like literally showed me the website. Show me website and details. I had no idea even about that something exists. And yeah, he did that website. He did the website for me. Well, when I started asking, hey, where are my leads? Oh, it takes some time. Like, hey, dude, you just told me you're going to have 3-4 days. And now it's a month, okay, and I still have no customers. Oh, my CEO, you need to work with your CEO. It takes some, a little bit more. All right, dude. And then a few months later, they told me, we don't do CEO for you. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? You told me about the website. It's been 5 or 6 months. I was paying for lead. I have 0 customers. What the fuck, you know? This is why I didn't go with Google. So, you know, honestly, another guy just wasted a couple of thousands of dollars, okay?
Yeah.
That's why, hey, my situation, my financial situation is not really good, okay? This is why I was working on the ocean. I wasn't home. I had to get some money. I almost went bankrupt last year because I didn't have money to pay my mortgage. I didn't have money to pay my credit card bills. I lost $8,000 for Facebook ads for Christmas light installation service last year.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's 8,000, 5,000, 6,000, 3,000. Like, I've lost at least probably $20,000 last year for advertisement and nothing worked. So, well, you know, now I'm kind of back in the business. I still have 0 customers. I still pay for directories,
mm-hmm.
for backlinks. For directories. Because there's every single marketing agency talks to me, calls me and tells me different story, okay?
Yeah.
Someone told me you don't need to do CEO. Your website doesn't work because you don't have directories. And they explain this to me why I need to have directories. Alright, let's do it. $400. Okay, perfect. Another guy told me, why do you need directories? Well, you don't have directories. I'm like, yeah, what do you mean? One guy did it for me. No, you're still not there.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you recommend? Oh, we recommend you for $600, like a backlink and some kind of article about the company. With links to backlink to your website. Another $600. Dude, I need money now to pay you, okay? If you know that it's going to work, I'll do it for free and I'll give it to you back later. No one is working on this. Everybody needs money, and then we'll see if he gets someone, you know? I was kind of down with this.
Uh-huh.
You know, this...
Okay.
Nothing, everything takes up, everybody is taking up front. Like, and they understand, listen, I wish I could pay you, but hey, I'm afraid on invest.
No, I get it. I totally get it.
Months.
Listen.
Yeah.
No, I understand. I mean, again, I was told to give you this information, and I know we've talked to you about it before. You spoke with Daniel, one of my colleagues.
Yes.
So, you know, my question is just like, what is holding you back? Because this is the second conversation we've had of it, and that's why I asked you to see, like, what are we missing, right? And I get it. You got sold on a guy that was going to give you $20,000 worth of clients, right? You know, of revenue, and you paying $399 and you got nothing. So I understand the hesitation, but you came back to us for a reason because whatever what we were doing worked. So I'll be honest with you. Google Guaranteed is one of Google's best products. I stand by it. And it's nothing like the Angies or Thumbtack. It's completely different. So I did email you everything, Jack. I know you got to get going too. So I did email
you with the
email I had on file. So you're welcome to take a look at it. My contact information is at the bottom. If it is something that you're interested, give me a call and we can get you started
Absolutely.
On the process. Okay?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, listen,
thank you.
You have a beautiful evening, okay? Thank you
for
your
time.
You as well.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.